Hello and welcome to Wham Bam Tram. What a show we have today. It's the topic we love to hate, parking. And we have for you a special guest, Vitaly Pentagov. He's the founder of Parking BNB, and we'll be talking about the mismanagement of parking in Hong Kong and why it's just so bad. But first, let's take a quick look at the news with Martin Turner, chairman of the Hong Kong Cycling Alliance. Everyone was talking about the Audit Commission report into misuse of government vehicles. This was a big story. There's over 5,600 cases of cars being claimed as used when in fact they'd had no mileage or fuel use. Naughty.
Eh? Why are they claiming they've been used?
Well, because if they don't use them, they have to return them.
Ah, and probably it goes into next year's budget as well. If you say you only need so many cars this year, you don't get them next year.
Yeah, right. So they're fudging the numbers, and I think that's worthy of an investigation. Also buried in that 90-page report, government EV use has actually been falling. It's down 32% in 3 years. Aren't they supposed to be promoting EVs?
They certainly are. They claim to be. There was one issue with electric police motorbikes. They were catching fire, and the police just binned the whole fleet of police motorbikes. There are still 6,800 traditional engine cars being driven around our roads for the government, with only 200 EVs out there for the government. I mean, it's really dropping the ocean.
Yeah, and I think the bigger problem here is why the government departments default to cars to move their people around, not walking or not cycling.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those journeys would be quicker to walk or to ride a bike, and at least like, jump on the train like everybody else. Why does it have to be cars all the time?
Okay, we are here with Parking BNB. Welcome, Vitaly.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here today.
Now, parking is not usually our favourite topic because normally we have a lot of walkability folk in here. We don't like talking about cars normally. We don't like talking about parking. But I think we've got to address these issues and see exactly what's going on and what's at the cutting edge of parking. And you are the man to tell us that, I believe.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let me start with the problems.
Okay.
So I would say there are problems for drivers and there are problems for parking owners. If we talk about the drivers, it's difficult to find parking in any big city, including Hong Kong. And statistically, more than 30% actually of traffic on the road caused by drivers searching for parking.
So 30% of traffic is caused by people just circling around or, yeah. Is that a Hong Kong figure or is that a sort of global?
This is average on the top cities. 20 minutes on average to find parking, and it causes air pollution, fuel consumption, spending time. For the property owners, parking owners, basically, the problem is the infrastructure is pretty old. And basically, one of the reasons is because property owners are not really concerned about this side of business, because parking doesn't generate that much money in comparison with rental or buy-sell of the flats, offices. But now the situation a little bit changed with the technology opening more ways to see on the problems, and especially data is one of the things that give the competitive advantage for the property owners and parking owners.
Is Hong Kong's parking situation seems quite bad compared to London. There's a lot of illegal parking, and then the technology, as we're talking about, the multi-story car parks, for example, seems quite 1980s still.
Yeah, I mean, illegal parking in Hong Kong is still cheaper than the real one.
Yeah.
It's statistically and in practice.
Have you got numbers on that? Or?
Yeah, I would say more than 50% of the parking in Hong Kong is illegal.
Right.
We schedule some interviews with people on the street. So they say like, yeah, I'd rather park illegally. I pay less.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we know the data of the occupancy in car parks, and it's less than 50%. So this means that the infrastructure is underutilized.
Yeah. It's that low, really? The car parks are that empty?
Yeah, basically everyone know the biggest car parks, like the biggest shopping malls, but actually there are so many parking facilities around. So people just don't know about it, and they don't want to waste time on trying to search and guess if there is a parking facility.
Plus, is big news. Big news that 50% are lying idle, effectively. I mean, when was that data collected?
Basically by us.
Yeah, right, right.
We have some data from like open data initiative. Mm-hmm. Some of the data we get from our systems that we install, and some property owners, they share the data with us. And even walking in car parks, you can see, like in Causeway Bay, there are several car parks that are so under occupied, but nobody knows about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to try and make this these empty car park spaces more useful, effectively.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So how are you going about that?
So basically, in terms of our solution, what we have is just like CarPlay recognition cameras. Mm. So the cameras can identify CarPlay, vehicle type, and subscription type. So whether it's like monthly tenant or Octopus card user or maybe our mobile app user. So then we understand how many spaces of what sort are available at the moment. And if people using our app, we can navigate them to those closest and cheapest locations to their destination where they have enough parking spaces upon arrival. So it's more like an Uber technique, right? Mm. Trying to match the demand with the supply.
Yeah, we hear a lot about smart parking, but nothing really has materialized where you can sort of look at an app and then see where the spaces are. I mean, that's what you're doing, right?
Mm.
But the government has talked about this for a while, and it still they have some smart meters,
mm.
but they're not very smart, I feel.
Yes, yes. I recently actually, there are some of the problems giving the opportunity for some, maybe people related to Mafia put some of the barriers to occupy the spaces. I mean, it's a lot of things we can talk
yeah.
about the government initiatives and their cooperation model. Yeah, we understand they are accountable for the public money, but I think the system should involve some more experts for the committees and also those who are really doing the innovation. Yeah, not that on paper, because papers in terms of researchers, there are so many researchers,
yeah,
and they are well funded in Hong Kong, but from the research to the realization, it's totally different.
Yeah. What is your expertise then? How did you come into this?
Basically, problem. Me and my co-founder, we just very annoyed by parking in cities. When I was working in corporate and investment banking, I was traveling to a few countries, and even getting to the airport is a problem. So then all the big cities, like in Western Europe, US, here in Asia, they are so overcrowded by cars, and the parking is a problem. So we just started to research the market and decided, why don't we try to solve it? Well, no one so far delivered any solutions to be something like Uber or Airbnb for this industry.
Yeah. In London, there was something quite useful I found called Just Park or something, but that was a booking system, and then you could use someone's driveway or something to park your car outside of Zone 4, and then you could take the train in.
Yes, Just Park is a very good company. Mm. There are so many very like smart, experienced people over there. They also explore other business models rather than booking, because the problem of the booking, first of all, like you pre-book a parking space, you're stuck in the traffic, so you're not going to make it on time. You either prepaid for that or going to have fine. Then what if someone exceeded the time for the booking? You coming, someone already 15 minutes more parking, then you are charged the same price. And then you started to complain why I paid the same price where there was a person in front of me.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of like this kind of operational problems. And also the companies doing booking, they get the information about the car park, but they're not updating it.
Mm.
So some people coming to the car park and there is no car park anymore.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so once we install our cameras, basically our information is 1 second update.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel there's a big difference between booking. We used to book actually a week ahead when we knew we were going to London, but What you're talking about more is like a live service, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how does it work in Hong Kong then? Do you have a portfolio of spaces?
Mm. Yes, we have several of car parks that operating and pending the installation. Our business model, while it gives some guaranteed result, but of course it's a little bit more difficult. We are like working with equipment, which is not easy sometimes to convince the property owners to install, even though we don't need to integrate with anything existing, which is a plug-and-play solution. Basically, what we can deliver is increase of occupancy in car parks, therefore like decrease of the traffic, decrease of illegal parking, because more parking facilities, supply and demand is more kind of equal.
Yeah.
Then the price should be dropped.
But there is, yeah, exactly. There is research that shows if you make parking cheaper and easier to find, then you will actually increase the number of cars on the road. Obviously, causes pollution and congestion problems itself. So, I mean, what's your long term? What's your thinking about the sort of transport mix in Hong Kong?
Mm. So, regarding the pollution, of course, like electric vehicles are already on the road. So, and people keep on switching because electric cars is cheaper and the fuel in Hong Kong is extremely expensive. So, the transformation is ongoing in this way. EV chargers infrastructure that is developing. So we work with a few companies and what we do for the EV charging is putting our camera to oversee several parking spaces. So we know occupancy and we can calculate the payment. Together with the parking. And from our side, we're also now launching the car rental platform soon. So also to give people opportunity just to rent the car when they have to have a chance to go some unreachable places by the public transport. So, and for of course, for the property owners, they say, oh, okay, so in your long-term plan, the prices will drop, then we earn less. We say no, because our value is the data. We collect the data from car parks and then suggest how to improve. And actually, the amount of revenue they can get is much more than they can ever lose within this ideal situation
so,
of supply demand.
Okay, so even they are lower rates, there's more utilization.
Yes.
Okay, are you sort of subletting spaces from these properties, as it were?
Subrental is like subletting is it's difficult in Hong Kong because there are not many people owning their houses.
Mm.
So for us to have this platform where people can use our app like Airbnb, we have this function, but every time we need access from property owners.
Yeah.
So we are not really focusing on this model at the moment.
So you're going for the big car park? Really, at the moment,
yeah,
right? So not sort of part spaces on the street or driveways like you'd see in London, okay.
Yes. And another problem of subletting is like currently people using the carts. So it's a very big problem to give someone card, they lose it, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
So if we have a CarPlay recognition already there in the car park, then we just add an additional function and people don't bother with all these carts.
Now, one thing that bothers me in Hong Kong is bicycle parking. There's never anywhere to park my bicycle. Do you have any plans in that direction?
That's actually very funny because recently in the last like 2-3 months, people are asking like, do you have a bicycle parking solution? And I was like, is it really a problem? Because Hong Kong is, first of all, like on the island side, is not that really permitted to drive a lot of like this bicycle or electric bikes or stuff. So people mostly walking, but Kowloon side, new territories for sure. There is a local bike where they don't have stations. We have one car park of our client that have a bicycle parking, but they say it is only available for their tenants.
Yeah.
And we were talking with some MTR representatives. They mentioned some of the ideas about bicycle parking. So I don't know the supply and demand,
right.
But there would be a point. There would be a point we will look at this market.
Very exciting, because really I would use my bicycle a lot more if I could leave it. Like my apartment building has 120 car park spaces and they won't let bikes in. And my office building in Wan Chai, same. Big car park, no bicycles allowed. And I would certainly use my bicycle to go to work if I could park it there safely.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm not worried about so much the danger on the roads, which is cited as the reason people don't use bikes, but I don't agree with that. It's more there's nowhere to put it at the other end. So.
Yeah. And this is the eco-friendly solution.
Yeah,
that's interesting. We'll think about it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Vitaly, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. And next week, are you feeling hungry? We're talking to Food Panda. Its head of sustainability, Woody Chan, will be talking about green delivery, cargo bikes, and how to get fish and chips to a boat 2 miles offshore. That's next week on Wham Bam Tram. And now it's time for our drama, Alphard Wars. This story is purely fictional. Certain long-standing institutions, agencies, and public offices are mentioned, but the characters involved are wholly imaginary. Any similarity with any characters living or dead is purely a coincidence.
Chief Executive, connecting a call from Beijing. It's the President. He wants to know why he didn't get his YUU points for his stay in Metro Park last month.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I explained to him 100 times. He has a mainland YUU account. It's a different system. Why is one country, two YUU systems so hard to understand for some people?
Just two events tomorrow. You're to fire CSP Vader and opening the school on Borat Road.
Borat Road? My arch-rival lives around there. Perhaps I should walk up there from here, you know? Get to know the lay of the land a bit better.
Walk, ma'am? I don't think that's a very good idea.
Nonsense. All the Padems are always whining on about walking. Walk here, walk there. As if we couldn't afford cars. But I do remember walking as a little girl and it was fun.
Very well, ma'am. I'll prepare the walking shoes.
We don't need any Oyster card, will we?
Octopus card, ma'am. Oyster is London. And I don't think you need that for walking.
People do beep their Oysters while walking. Sunshine, I saw it once.
I will try to procure one, just in case, ma'am.
Very well, put it in a diary. Sag Vader, promote you, and then an adventure by foot.
Next!
Why so many people on the benches over there?
That's the day's jaywalkers, lady. Really clog up our court system.
Oh, those are jaywalkers?
That's right. Every day, about 40 of them. Police love arresting jaywalkers. What can I say?
Who's that over there? On the comfy chair with a team of pinstripes and briefcases.
Oh, he'll be dangerous driving. They always come lawyered up, of course. Always get off.
Next!
Oh, that's me. Then you're next. Good luck.
I'm an old lady with $6 in my pocket. The police asked for $100,000. Please set bail more reasonably, Your Lordship.
Your Lordship, huh? Someone who actually knows how to properly address a judge in Hong Kong. Impressive. Okay, done. Bail set at $3.29 on condition you don't look at any car license plates. If you so much as subtweet Hong Kong number plates, you're nicked. Next!
I told you, nothing like a swim in the harbour to wash away the jail smell.
$3.29 bail. Ridiculous. It's like 50% of my entire wealth.
Well, I did some digging on the police computer while you were in the nick. FFS Enterprises. They own the car plate M, which kidnapped number one. Well, it's owned by one Cassius Chan.
Cassius Chan? Oh no, he's the head of the Flying Flies.
The Flying what?
The Flying Flies, an elite police unit. They answer to no one but the chief. You can't even get inside their building without an intimate mind test.
Flying Flies? What sort of name is that?
Like flying tigers, you know. Bzzz, the fast, the nimble.
What a stupid name, la. Flying tigers. Yes, flying tiger is scary. Tigers don't fly, gama. But flying fly is what flies do.
Well, if you want to talk to number one, we'll need a clever plan to get in. They'll probe you at the gate.
Probe how? Like ask me questions? Oh, you have to teach me.
I can't prepare you for that. They'll ask, like, who was a gym instructor at police college who felt you up?
That's easy. All of them.
It's serious. One wrong answer, they'll think you're a snitch.
Okay, let's get started then. Tell me about everyone who ever felt you up.
Oh, there's no time. We need to talk to number one. I can feel my bones beginning to... Oh, I feel this body swap might be forever if we don't act soon.
I know what you mean. Felt like wearing some strange clothes at first, but now I feel like I might be settling in for good.
Oh, you'd love that.
No, la. I begin to miss my skinny old frame. My tattoo. I used to rub it when I feel sad.
What is this tattoo?
It's my first son, Ofai. He's the one I killed, if you must know.
Oh, that's awful. I'm so sorry.
It's 1967. I thought there's railing there when you get off the tram. But I remembered wrong. I let him go. He jumped off straight under a van.
Gosh, I mean, it's not your fault.
My fault entirely, la. If not always looking at my notebook, he's still alive.
Oh, wow, I'm so sorry. No wonder you're going around shooting these things up.
Yes, well, it's past. I just think about him last night when I see my tattoo not here. Strange is all.
Okay, let's get dressed. Time to work. In my bedroom floor safe, there's an earpiece. I can talk you through and get you through the flying flies test. So you can get in and talk to number one. Find out what he knows about the baryon truck.